Hello, I'm James Campbell, and you're listening to the Pub Quiz Podcast, episode number 9. This is a podcast recorded live in a pub during a pub quiz, where you can take part and see how well you do against the rest of the pub. This week, we're in the BRB in Camberwell, and it's probably one of their last ever quizzes before the Young's Brewery takes over the pub. To take part, you will probably want to have a pen and paper handy to record your answers and scores, and preferably have some clever bastards to help you out. If you really want to get authentic, then I would suggest throwing down some sawdust in your living room or wherever you're listening to the podcast, and probably invite a few strangers in to drop fag butts on your carpet. The format of the quiz this week is there are three joker rounds, which are named In the News, Myths and Monsters, and Top 8. At the end of each round, you can decide if you want to play your joker. And if you do, you double your points for that round. Bear in mind, you only get one joker for the for those three rounds. The last three rounds are a music round, a picture round, which should be in the PDF file that you got through iTunes, or a JPEG file if you went to jambal.com. And the last round is a connections round. The music round is straightforward. You basically get a point for your naming the artist and a point for naming the song. The pictures round you'll need to view on the screen or print off. Sorry, Jez. Sorry about that, mate. The connections round has two lots of questions where the answers to each of the four questions lead to a connection, surprisingly. And you get an extra 2 points if you guess the connection right. Bear in mind that basically for all questions, you get 2 points for a correct answer. Anyway, before we get on with the quiz, if you have any feedback, go to jambal.com/PQP and look for the leave a comment. You can't see me doing the air quotes there, but leave a comment link, which is on the left-hand side. Okay, the quiz master this week is Brian, who has a fairly strong Northern Irish accent. So get ready to decipher what he says, and let's get on with round one, which is In the News.
Question number one. George Best has been put on a Northern Irish banknote this week, but which denomination has it been put on? £5, £10, or £20 notes? At long last, if you put on a pound, if you put on a denomination. But is it a £5, £10, or a £25 note? Question number two. It was rumoured that Liz Taylor was married this week. The rumours were false. But how many times has Liz Taylor been married? Question number three. Two children tragically were poisoned this week on which Mediterranean island? Two children tragically lost their life this week due to a poisonous heater, but on which Mediterranean island? Nicky Hayden won the 500cc Motorbike World Championship this week. Which nationality is Nicky Hayden? Nicky Hayden was crowned the World Champion for 500cc Motorbikes. But which nationality is Nicky Hayden? Yeah. Question number five. There was a major plane crash this week in the capital of Nigeria. For 2 points, what is the capital of Nigeria? Be careful with that one. In which of these countries is the news still read in Latin? Which of these countries is the news still read in Latin? Is it A, Italy? Is it B, Romania? Is it C, Armenia? Or is it D, Finland? The news is still read in Latin in which of these countries? Is it A, Italy? Is it B, Romania? Is it C, Armenia? Or is it D, Finland? Question number seven. Name the festival which marks the end of Ramadan in the Muslim religion. Celebrated for the first time in Trafalgar Square this week in London, what is the name of the festival to mark the end of Ramadan? Question of this round. What is the name of the first ever economist to appear on the new £20 note? What is the name of the first ever economist to appear on the new £20 note?
Okay, that's the end of round one. Don't forget, if you think you're doing all right there, play your joker now. If not, save it for one of the next two rounds. And if you're not quite ready to hear the answers, then press pause. And in a second, we'll get over to Brian for the answers.
The answers to the first round were George Best is going to appear in the new Northern Irish £5 notes. Liz Taylor has been married 8 times. The unfortunate accidents with the 2 children happened in the island of Corfu. Nicky Hayden, the new 500cc motorbike world champion, is of course American. Abuja is the capital of Nigeria, not Lagos. And the news is still read in Latin in Finland. Believe it or not. The festival to end Ramadan is the festival of Eid. Adam Smith is the economist who will appear in the new £20 notes. Obviously, the students here won't know that because he's appearing on a £20 note. Scores are yours after round one. In last place at the minute, but they'll catch up, is Quincy Magalera on 8, haven't played the Joker. The C-listers are on 12, haven't played the Joker. Controversially, Boeing's rubbish birthday is on. Will they get out alive? are in third place on 13, currently in pole position for the pub quiz night. Leather Joker, the mental excrement, are on 26. But in the lead on 28, it's Wasteless Space. I think it's a good decision to have played the Joker in that round myself.
Okay, don't forget that you get 2 points for each correct answer in that round. Okay, so let's get on with the second round, which is Myths and Monsters.
Question number one. Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? Question number two. Which Irish giant was responsible for building the Giant's Causeway? He was building it to go and fight his Scottish giant adversary, whose name forgets. Question number three. How many labors did Hercules have to perform? How many labors did Hercules have to perform? Question number four. What is the name of the dragon who guarded the treasure in the novel The Hobbit? What is the name of the dragon who guards the treasure in J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit? Question number five, an easy one. What is the name of the monster who appears in the hilarious American movie Harry and the Hendersons? What is the name of the monster who appears in Harry and the Hendersons? Question number six. Who created the animated monsters in the classic film Jason and the Argonauts? What is the name of the animator who created the monsters in the classic movie Jason and the Argonauts? Question number seven. Who directed the recent Hollywood version of the King Kong movie? Who directed the recent King Kong movie? Starring Jack Black. And finally, in Greek mythology, which river did the souls have to cross in order to reach Hades? Also the name of a rather good 1970s middle of the road band.
Okay, that's the end of round two. Let's get back over to Brian for the answers, and don't forget to press pause if you want to have a bit more time to answer, and also don't forget that you get 2 points for each correct answer.
Brian, everybody's here to play the Joker, which is probably good news for them. Bad news for those who haven't. The answers were Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. Thin McCool, not Kurt Cullen, Thin McCool was the guy who built the chairs for me. Hercules had 12 labours, which is one more than the Labour Party will have MPs after the next election. Smaug was the dragon who guarded the treasure, the hobbits. Harry and the Hendersons, we all know it, we all love it. Bigfoot was the hilarious monster. Ray Harryhausen was the classic animator who created the monsters in The Magician of the Argonauts. Peter Jackson, of course, directed the recent King Kong movie. And it's the River Styx. Also renowned for releasing picture disc singles in the 70s.
Okay, those were the answers for round two. Let's get on with round three, which is top eight, where Brian's going to be looking for the eight most heavily populated cities in the world. And apparently there's a clue that three are in Asia, one is in Central America, one is in South America, two are in North America, and he basically gave us one, which was Lagos, apparently, is one of the most populated cities. Okay, good luck.
Right there. Put attention for those playing the quiz. When I started doing the quiz all those years ago, I had a top 10 round. Now, I don't do 10 questions anymore. This is a top 8 round. What I want you to do is to come out with the 8 most populated cities in the planet. I want the 8 most populated cities on the planet. Bit of a clue, London isn't in it. Neither is Edinburgh.
Not in order.
It doesn't have to be in order. He gets 2 points for every city you name that is in the top 8 most populated cities on the planet.
Okay, that's not much of a round, is it really? You probably best press pause whilst you're having a think about the 8 most populated cities on the planet. And when you start up again, we'll be going over to Brian for the answers. Okay, good luck.
Right, in reverse order. The 8 most populous cities, according to the Indiepedia, which you'll all wish I can buy it now, no doubt. 8th most populous city is Los Angeles. 7th is Lagos. 6th is New York City. Someone could be named it once. 5th is Shanghai. Also the name of a very, very funny Madonna movie. Sao Paulo in Brazil is 4th. Pompeii, I would have also accepted in Mumbai, is 3rd. 2nd is Mexico City. And of course, Tokyo is the most populous city with 26.4 million people.
Okay, I hope you're doing alright so far. That's the end of the Joker rounds, so if you haven't played your Joker by now, too late. Next up, we've got the music round, and that's going to be followed by the connections round. So whilst you're doing these next few rounds, I would suggest having a gander at the pictures and trying to see if you can guess the faces. I think it's 2 points for each face. Okay, good luck.
Here we go, 8 tracks. 1 point for the artist, 1 point for the name of the track.
Thank you.
That's the end of the fairly painful music round. There's no answers just yet. Brian does those all at the end for these last three rounds. So next up, we've got the connections round, where you've got four questions which lead to one connection, and then another four which lead to a second connection. Okay, good luck.
Hello everyone, today there's a connections round. A bit of a struggle. I'm running out of connections. The order, right? Eight questions. The first four lead to a connecting answer. 2 points for that. Questions 5 to 8 also lead to a connecting answer. And boy, did I struggle on that. You're also very special. Here we go. Question number one. Who won an Oscar, finally, 31 years after the debut, for his leading role in the movie True Grit? In his debut in the movie Stagecoach, 31 years later, he gets an Oscar for True Grit. Question number two. What is the name of the U.S. National Anthem? The American National Anthem is entitled what? Question Question number three. In which English county would you find Leeds Castle? In which English county would you find Leeds Castle? And finally, question number four. What is the name of the American jazz musician who was known as Bird? That's the most, of tonight's connections, I think that's the most difficult. This is the most easy. Question number one. Who married Michael Jackson in 1994? Question number two. Who wrote the music and lyrics to the 1960s musical Oliver? Question number three. Whose birthday is celebrated on January the 25th each year? Celebrated specifically in one part of the United Kingdom. And finally, the last question tonight. Which famous left-wing Labour MP was commonly known as the Beast of Bolsover?
Okay, that's the end of all the questions tonight, so hope you're doing alright so far. Let's go over for the final answers for the music, the pictures and the connections rounds, and then there'll be some scores, and there may even be a tiebreaker tonight. Okay, good luck, cheers.
Right, the scores are in, have been verified, and annoyingly, there's a tie at the top. Haven't had one of those in a while, and it's quite a surprising tie at the top. Hear the answers, should you wish to hear them. Music, it was Dire Straits, Walk of Life, everybody got it. Ask yourself why.
Why
Dire Straits from that great album. Second one is The Clash, I Thought the Law, brilliant. Much Maligned, I Don't Know Why, Fine Young Cannibals, and Good Thing. It was, of course, the wonderful Otis Redding and the brilliant Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. If it's karaoke, I'm in a pub, watch out. Number five, Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. Stevie Wonder. Everybody got that, apart from the people who put Lionel Richie. Hello? Is it your birthday? Classic, the one that everybody got, happy birthday, apart from, what was it, Goldrap, Ola La, Ola La. The Libertines, Can't Stand Me Now, which everybody thinks about the lead singer of the Libertines. And Elastica, the brilliant Waking Up, one of the songs of the 90s. Who said Britpop was all bad? Have they heard James Blunt? Picture Quiz, Una King, Hilary Benn, Rachel Stevens, Scarlett Johansson, Jerry Seinfeld, a rather squashed Jerry Seinfeld, Shelley Winters, I have to say that two teams put happy jets. But they're looking over each other's shoulders. Sean Wright Phillips. Good block by everybody there. Troy McClure, you might remember him from such shows as The Simpsons. Vince Vaughn. And Mark Rappacrash. Surrey cricketer, currently dancing his way to fame and fortune. The connections, I apologise for the quality of the connections this week. John Wayne, the Star Spangled Banner, Kent and Charlie Parker. Although I did give points for Ray Parker. With some change on my answer sheets. Who are you going to call? The connection was, of course, they're all superheroes. Second part of the connection, I don't think there's any funny answers here. Lisa Marie Presley, Lionel Barnes, Robbie Burns, Dennis Skinner, and the connection was The Simpsons. Only the third time I've used Simpsons connections. Right, 14's 9 in 5th place, big round of applause. They won it before, but a few times, but in a very close one race to get 5th tonight is Quincy McNamara. And Lillian Price. Which means in 4th place, they won it last week, bizarrely. Back to the usual position of being rubbish. It's Boys Rubbish Birthday on 94. Very good. Well, third place, the one prize, God knows how. It's the team that always comes fourth, the finished third tonight. It's Mental Excrement on 99 points. Hey, pub quiz night. The old day pub quiz night. Yeah, 10 nights of pub quiz night. Don't take another 2 week holiday. Still up under the last 4 days. And joint winners, oh my god, how could I have forgotten? No surprise to see the C-listers up here, but what the hell are a waste of space doing? Joints on 106 points. They actually do some music questions tonight. Right, we'll have somebody up for one of each of those things, please. No. Kelsey Page, no. I have a long memory. First they got me first booking, and then they kept me there until I found a bottle of Glenmorangie. Hey, come here. For those who want to win, we know that Tokyo is the most populous city with 26.4 million. The second most populous city is Mexico City. According to the Indipedia, you can pick it up now at local bookstores. What's the population of Mexico City? I don't know. Well, we'll say 22.8 million. Oh, yeah. It was a higher or lower. He went higher. He should have gone lower. They didn't realize was 18.4 million. Second place, Bottle Line.
Okay, that's the end of the Pub Quiz podcast this week. Thanks for listening. I've got one more in the bag, but there's been a few cock-ups recently, so Christ knows what's going to happen. The one I have definitely got, it's got shite sound quality. So, anyway, hopefully I'll get some better equipment to record on. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soonish.